Find a way to sit that's upright and relaxed. Allow your eyes to be closed. And just take a moment to release any unnecessary tension. Soften your belly, jaw, shoulders. Just begin saying to yourself, I forgive you as much as I can in this moment. Breathe it in to the heart center. See how it feels. Are you open to it, to your own forgiveness? I forgive you as much as I can in this moment. And you can name some of the things that are difficult, that you judge, that you suffer about. I forgive you for feeling unworthy, less than. I forgive you for being so critical, this judging mind. I forgive you as much as I can in this moment to yourself. And feel free to think back on an earlier time in your life. Think about the kid, the adolescent, the teenager. Some of the traditional phrases, I forgive you for all of the ways that I've caused myself harm, both intentionally and unintentionally, through my actions, my words, my thoughts. Sending forgiveness, inclining the mind towards forgiveness, the heart. Breathing it in. When the mind wanders off into story, maybe plans or memories or resistance, just come back to the next phrase, slowly repeating over and over. The core of it is, I forgive you as much as I can in this moment. And you can play with switching it up and saying, please forgive me, as you think of yourself as a kid. Spend some time just sending forgiveness to your mind. What are the difficult parts of your brain? Its tendency towards inflation or deflation, towards anger or fear, doubt or worry. Craving. Forgive the craving mind, the judging mind. Forgive the addict. And forgive yourself for taking it all so personal. Forgive that self-centered tendency, that part of us that becomes so identified with what our thoughts and feelings are. I forgive you for taking it all so personally, for believing these untruths. Ignorant thoughts that enter my head, I forgive you for believing in them. All of the ways our minds lie to us. And include your heart, if you feel that your emotional being is a bit separate from your mind, the wounded heart, the broken heart. So often we end up becoming defended, armoring the heart, trying to avoid further pain, betrayal, loss. And forgiveness to your heart, to your emotions. It's safe to let down the walls now. I forgive you as much as I can in this moment. And send forgiveness to this body, this physical body that craves pleasure, hates pain. This body subject to sickness and aging and death. I forgive you. We so often judge our bodies, not looking the way we think they should, not feeling as energetic. Send forgiveness to this poor old body that's been carrying you around all these years. I forgive you. Expand to the understanding that there is nothing unforgivable about you, no matter what you've done, no matter what's been done to you. We have the karma of all of our actions, as does everyone else. We don't have to hate ourselves or anyone else. We can learn to forgive, we can learn to love, to care about each other, to care about ourselves. All of the harm that we caused in our lives was out of our own confusion and ignorance. Forgive yourself for having been so confused that you lied, that you stole, that you hurt yourself and you hurt others. Have mercy on yourself. I forgive you as much as I can in this moment. Until you mean it, until you feel it, until you believe it. for the last couple of minutes, use your own first name. Say your name in your mind to personalize it. But it's not. Let it land. Say your first name and I forgive you. As much as I can in this moment, over and over, saying your own name. I forgive you as much as I can in this moment to the mind, the heart, the body, to the past. For all of the ways that we've been confused, all of the dead ends that we've sought happiness in. And when you're ready, allowing your eyes to be open, bringing attention back, moving around, stretching.